Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Wade Hoyt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Montague scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan is walked intentionally. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Com reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Com moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Montague reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Miller reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Tote reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Tote now playing first base. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Burnett scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to third. Harder moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Harder scores. Porter moves to second. It's 13-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Palmisano pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Joe Palmisano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmisano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.